Let's go to the holy word of God, backing up what the street preacher's saying. It's not my word, it's God's word. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7, 8, 9. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. You're not going to get the grace and the mercy of God as you live like the world and in false Christianity. It says obey the gospel. It says to know God. In Matthew 7, Jesus says to many, away from me, I never knew you. And he tells us why he never knew them. They're workers of iniquity. You're working sin and iniquity. That's what Strongman Conference does. That's what James River Church does. That's what Driscoll's Trinity Church does. John Lindell, Mark Driscoll, Javin, and this Tim speaker are all practicing false man-made religion. False heretical teachers that are set for the wrath and the fire of God lest they repent and turn from every false way. That's why we go. That's why we preach. We support ourselves. We don't make a penny off the gospel. Unlike men like Driscoll and Lindell that get rich off of books and conferences. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for turning the temple of God into money changing. Today the temple is his people. If I take money from God's people, it's the same situation. Will there be a whip for John Lindell's back, for Mark Driscoll's back, for their security people's backs as they promote this worldliness and this sin? Time will tell. God's word is true. It's all coming to pass. Unless you lose your life for this glorious Savior, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The shed blood of Jesus calls you out of all sin, calls you to righteousness, goodness, and truth.